and vitality, as the earth knows such things are not necessarily constant, and that time and space do not exist as our waking selves comprehend them. Sometimes I believe that this less material life is our truer life, and that our vain presence on the terraqueous globe is itself the secondary or merely virtual phenomena. It was from a youthful reverie, filled with speculations of this sort, that I arose one afternoon in the winter of 1900 to 1901, when to the state psychopathic institution in which I served as an intern was brought the man whose case has ever since haunted me so unceasingly. His name, as given on the records, was Joe Slater, or Slatter, and his appearance was that of the typical denizen of the Catskill Mountain region. One of those strange, repellent scions of a primitive, colonial peasant stock whose isolation for nearly three centuries in the hilly fastnesses of a little-traveled countryside has caused them to sink